Television critic David Bianculli has a review of a new Bill Moyers series starting this week on public television. It features conversations with the late Joseph Campbell. Here, Moyers tells how Campbell was first inspired to study the mythology and religions of various cultures.
When Joseph Campbell was a little boy, his father took him to the Museum of Natural History in New York, and he was transfixed by the totem poles and masks. Who made them, he wondered. What did they mean? He began to read everything he could about Indians, their myths and legends. By 10, he was into the pursuit that made him one of the world's leading scholars of mythology and one of the most exciting teachers of our time.
That's Bill Moyers, who is so excited about what Campbell has to say that he's giving him 6 hours of PBS airtime in which to say it. The series, which starts this week, is called Moyers, Joseph Campbell and the Power of Myth. Campbell, who died last year, devoted his life to the study and comparison of different mythologies and religions. Moyers, who interviewed Campbell the last 2 summers before his death, listens intently as Campbell distills a lifetime of learning into 6 astoundingly rich hours of TV.
Why myths? Why should we care about myths? What do they have to do with my life?
Well, my first answer would be, well, go on, live your life. It's a good life. You don't need this. I don't believe in being interested in subjects because they're said to be important and interesting. I believe in being caught by it somehow or other. But you may find that with a proper introduction, this subject will catch you.
This is certainly the proper introduction. In the first installment, Moyers is quick to make the point that Campbell's insights were the inspiration for Star Wars, Watership Down, and other modern adventure stories. Almost every story Campbell tells is accompanied by visuals, but Campbell is such a warm storyteller that they're not really necessary. He's the Garrison Keillor of mythology, friendly, casual, and surprisingly entertaining. Campbell talks about all the things people usually shy away from in casual conversation. Life, death, religion, love. He finds meaning in everything, even in the act of marriage.
A marriage is a relationship. When you make a sacrifice in marriage, you're not sacrificing to the other, you're sacrificing to the relationship. And this is symbolized, for example, in that Chinese image of the Dai Chi, the Tao, you know, with the dark and the light interacting. It's a well-known sign. That is the relationship of yang and yin, male and female, which is what a marriage is. And that's what you are. You're no longer this. You're the relationship. And so marriage, I would say, is not a love affair. It's an ordeal.
Individually, the stories he tells may not mean much, but piled on top of one another, with all of their similar morals and concerns, the effect is mind-boggling. I should point out, too, that Campbell is no out-on-a-limb crackpot. His interpretations of religions are convincing, at least to me. And his central piece of advice in this 6-week series is to concentrate on finding out what makes you happy and enjoy it.
I always tell my students, follow your bliss.
Follow your bliss?
Your bliss, where the deep sense of being in form and going where your body and the soul want to go. When you have that feeling, then stay with it. And don't let anyone throw you off.
Moyers says that following his own bliss is what led him back to PBS, specifically to do this series about Campbell. He and producer Catherine Taji have produced a series that exemplifies what public television was created to do, present the people and ideas that truly mean something. Joseph Campbell and the Power of Myth is, if you'll pardon the pun, not to be mythed. I know that's awful, but puns are my bliss.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.